Relation is brought unto that bondage, there is no acknowledging of whom Yahweh is, or any kind of spiritual being, or the one that has power to govern or to instruct. And Scripture tells us, because of two great evils, then man has begun to pervert judgment because there are evils in the land. And the Scripture talks about the two main ones that we all participate in, that we practice even in our daily walks, because you always should be the utmost one on our minds. He should always be ever present. He should be in our thoughts. And everything that we do should be for His honor, and that His name may be exalted. First of all, in this nation, His name is not known. For the religious doctrines of the day, this Babylonian whore, she rejects that truth. Because man is brought up in his religious traditions, that he rejects the truth of Yahweh. Because he tends to go on emotions and feelings instead of truth. You deny the truth, you deny Him. You reject truth, you reject Him. And so there are two great evils in the land, and Scripture talks about them. I want to embark upon that as I began this message, continuing from last week. And I will conclude on Shabbat. Because of these two evils, judgment is perverted in the land today and in the heart of man. Without judgment, there is no correction. Man despises that today. He doesn't want to be judged because he thinks very highly of himself. He doesn't want to be reproved or corrected. There's no room in his heart for any kind of critiquing. We reject that. It is an inborn thing because your children reject that. They do not want to be corrected. They do not want judgment. And they will not allow you to judge them as well. And so there is a perverted mentality in the land today. When the mindset is perverted, then that mindset will reject Yahweh. Yahweh, as He spoke unto Jeremiah, chapter 2, I would have begun reading verse 8, Jeremiah, chapter 2. And Yahweh began to express unto a nation that had backslidden. Their hearts had turned away from the covenant, the laws, the statutes of Yahweh. And that is what man has done today. He has turned his heart away from the simplicity of Yahweh's truth. And he's given over unto theological doctrines that never produce any life at all. It doesn't produce the fear of Yahweh. It doesn't produce His strength. It produces a fleshly, corrupt type of appeasement or satisfaction. We cannot satisfy Yahweh walking in the carnality of our flesh. We must walk as spiritual people. If we walk in the flesh, we cannot at all please Yahweh. You can please the religious traditions and the ways of a religious man. You can't please the Father. And so as Yahweh began to speak unto this house of Yahdah, Israel, as they had backslid against the principles and the laws of Yahweh, He says in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 8, that this is what the priest said. The priest said not, chapter 2, verse 8. He said, the priest said not, where is Yahweh? I know how the King James expressed that, but where is the Mighty One? And they that handle the law, Yahweh said, they knew not me. They did not even know me. They handled the law, they dispensed the law, but their hearts were corrupt. They did not even know me. He said, the pastors also transgress against me. They sin willfully. They sin with a destructive heart willfully. He said, and the prophets prophesy by Baal, by the Spirit of their Lord. What is luring the people today? Well, the riches of the nation today. They love the material things. Their hearts panteth and lost for those things that satisfy or give some kind of grandiose type attitude in the flesh, because their Lord has given them the things that their flesh desires. And so the prophets, they prophesy by Baal. I will give you these riches. You just curse the things of Yahweh. You reject the things of Yahweh. That's what they tell them. God wants you to have riches. You just simply reject the laws. The principles of Yahweh's truth, live any way you want to. That's all right. Now that is the spirit of Baal. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. It is not Yahweh's anointing. He is not going to give this corrupt flesh everything that it lusts for. He's not going to give it everything that it needs or anything that it needs. He will give the thing that he knows that we have need of. And he knows what we have need of. Food, raiment, and therewith just that, just be content with him. For he served us sufficiently. He's given us much to give us that and to grant that unto us. The prophets, they prophesy by Baal, and they walk after things that do not profit. What things in this natural life profit? What kind of profiting does it bring to your soul? You tell me a house, cars, clothing, those things never bring anything that profits in a man's life. He never profits spiritually. He never matures. He never grows up into the fullness of the stature of Almighty Yahweh. So those things do not bring about any kind of profiting whereby you can see the profiting in a man's life. You can see the visual power. You can see the strength of his loins. You can see the truth that he walks in. And these men today, what they're speaking and the spirit that they're prophesying out of, there's no profiting in the lives of the people. For it's the spirit of Baal. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. It's a deceitful, lying, corrupt spirit that destroys and deceives. It seduces people unto darkness, whereby they cannot open their hearts unto the profound truth of Yahweh. They will reject it. They will deny it. The demise of the nation. We ought to be a holy nation. We ought to be a royal priesthood. And you tell me, he said, the priest said not, where is Yahweh? In all of this debacle and sin, you tell me those that handle the pure oracles of Yahweh did not say, where is Yahweh? In all of this sin and transgression, did they not cry? They did not ask the question. You see, that's the nature of man today. Even as those that are called the Yahweh ought to be priests, a royal priesthood, in the midst of their sins and their corruption, they never say, where is Yahweh? Where is he to judge me in the midst of this? Where is he? Is he to be found anywhere? And we handle the law with corruption. The hearts are corrupt and deceived. You always say there are two evils that brings about a perverted judgment. And when those things begin to transpire in the land, there shall be wrath and destruction that I shall pour out upon the people. And that's what Scripture says. And he shall pour it out upon the nations. He says in verse 9, he said, wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith Yahweh. He said, I will even plead with your children's children, will I plead. I would admonish them and say unto them, do you remember the things that I did? And where I brought you from? And how I delivered you out of a great bondage of Egypt? Have those things been forgotten? Do you not recall that? Do you not recall into remembrance what vengeance I poured out on the house of the Egyptians? That I may get honor upon my name, because my name is in you. I place my name in the midst of Yisrael, and my name shall be honored in this house, and all nations shall know who has done this work. You shall exalt my name. You shall build a tabernacle unto my honor. And there shall I put my name, and it shall abide with you. The name of Yahweh has never changed, nor has his son's name changed. Religion has changed through the centuries. It always changes. Judaism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, but the Torah, the law of Yahweh, never changes. And if that law was able to govern a rebellious, wicked house, it ought to be able to govern this rebellious, wicked house. His law never changed. Yahweh never changed. He is the same today, yesterday, and every day He is the same. And His laws never change. We have been ignorant of Scripture because we do not spend proper time with Yahweh. Our hearts do not pass after the truth like a deer certainly dig in that ground when it scents the smell of water. Our souls do not thirst for the truth of Yahweh. It thirsts for gossip and trash, folly and frivolity, sinful participation in evil things, but not for truth. So when we have missed it, we missed Him. Because we do not have the love for Him that we ought to have. You will know when you have love for Him because, first of all, the true sign is that, first of all, you will set your affection on the things that are above and eternal, and not on the things that are sensual and earthly. I was speaking to Brother Jeff today, and I was talking concerning the nature of man. I said, man has the ability to impart a spirit into this natural body to give it an animation of life. And they do it by the power of sorcery, from AK, or drugs, and the doctors, they do that. But there are those that are yet alive in physical bodies, but they're dead. For they have not the spirit in the life of Yahweh. And Satan has done a marvelous job with that because men today don't prepare for death. There's no thought of preparing for death, as the old saints would say, to meet their Maker. And so they have given this world a false hope and a false illusion through a corrupt life that is animated, yet there's no power of the Spirit of Yahweh in that soul. It's just a piece of flesh walking. There's no life in it at all. And so He has raised up this scepter in America, this serpent and this staff, Asclepius, and it has given life to natural flesh. Their God is giving them life. Why? Because they're not preparing to meet Yahweh. There's no delight to see Him, and no joy to walk in His presence. I'm living to see Him. And in the midst of death, for me to die is a mighty gain. I don't lose one thing at all. There's a mighty reward. I believe this. I preach it because I believe that. I trust what Scripture says because it deals with every scintillal or small thing in my life. It deals with everything. No stone goes unturned. It turns over everything. Yahweh said, I will plead with you. Plead with you and your children, your children's children. He said, this is what I want you to do in verse 10. He says, for pass over the isles of Kitty. He said, I want you to pass over, and I want you to look. I want you to see. And send unto Kedar, he said, and I want you to consider diligently and see if there be such a thing as what things you are doing. He said, I want you to pass over. I want you to go there and see the isles of Kiti. And I want you to see if they literally do the corruption that you do. What were they doing? He said, hath a nation changed their gods? Are yet no gods? You tell me these nations that I tell you to visit, have they changed their gods? Which they are really no gods. They have no power at all. He said, but my people have changed their honor for that which doth not profit. They've changed the honorable word of Yahweh for words that profit not in their lives. The words of soothsayers, liars and witchcraft. They've changed the true living word of Yahweh for words that never and shall never grant any profiting in their souls. They're dead, twice dead. They're plucked up by the root. There's no root of love in their hearts for the laws and the truth of Yahweh. He said, you pass over and see, have they done that? They still hold fast to their Lord's bells and their gods and their idols. They still hold fast to their gods. And yet there is no reward for them serving their gods. If you go see that, if you don't consider what I've done, you don't realize that it is me that has done these things. You have changed your honor, which was my cloak of righteousness, for things that will never profit. And that's what we have done. We changed the righteous laws of Yahweh for fulfillment of our natural, corrupt, wicked flesh. We get no profiting from that. It seduces us and draws us deeper into death, and that death is a separation from the mighty power of Yahweh. Where our minds are not corrected, our souls are not stabilized. There is no spirit of life that exudes in our lives. We change His honor. This mighty power for things that will not profit or grant us anything in our souls. His word is the only thing that will profit in our lives. Messiah is coming for those that have an abundance of fruit. And we better get some fruit in our lives. I'm not talking about the hell raising and the sin raising. I'm talking about righteous fruit. We better get it. You better begin to search your own heart. Because you always say the nations are going to be brought down. For the demise, the death, the destruction is here. In the nations and nation today. He says, I want you to be astonished, verse 12. I want you to be devastated, O ye heavens, at this. And be horribly afraid. He said, the fear ought to grab hold of you that you tremble. Nothing that Yahweh does today caused the hearts of folks to tremble. They mock Charlie. They mock Ivan. They mock Francis. It's a mockery. They mock everything that Almighty Yahweh does. They mock life. Everything, they make mockery of it. There's some kind of jocularity that is associated with it. They got their mockery. Don't be deceived. Yahweh is not mocked, my friend. This nation has sown, and it shall reap what it has sown. It has sown to the flesh. We've been a part, and we have participated in that flesh sowing. And that's why there's much corruption today. Correct me, Yahweh. I want them to correct me now. I want my sins to go before me. Because there's a day of judgment. And there's a white throne judgment of Almighty Yahweh as well. He said, I want you to be horribly afraid. He says, and be very desolate. To be waste, to be dried up. As though there's nothing in you, says Yahweh. He said, this is why. Verse 13. For my people, are we the people of Yahweh? Are we called by His name? He said, for my people have committed two evils. The two most drastic evils that can ever be upon the face of the earth. First of all, he said, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water. And they have hewed them out cisterns. They have made them gods. Broken cisterns that hold no spirit or life in them at all. They've hewn out their religions. They've hewn out their denominations and their doctrines. And it has no spiritual power at all. It doesn't break the shackles of sin. It doesn't break that natural carnal mind. It doesn't destroy the will and the lust of a natural man. They've hewn them out cisterns. They've made gods. They established idols and forms of worship. But they're still under the yoke of the bondage of their flesh. Their power to walk in the spiritual laws of Yahweh. Their carnal soul unto death. At the laws of Yahweh, they are spiritual. And they bring life to a man's soul. So they made their gods. All kinds of gods. All kinds of religion. They have made race gods. They have made color gods. They have made all kinds of systems. And nothing is in them. No life. They have political gods, the Democrats, the Republicans, and there is no life in any of them. Two evils. They have forsaken Yahweh, and they have established their own kingdoms and their own gods. And Yahweh says, not so. You're not going to forsake Yahweh and live. He said, there is no water in their system. There's no life. There's no spirit. There's no refreshness in their systems. It gives a euphoric to the flesh for the moment, and it all dissipates. It gives a gladness to the flesh for a moment. And they shout in their flesh, but it's not real. It is false. It is not of Yahweh, and that is the truth. They have forsaken Him, and they have made to themselves gods that have no power. I want to read a few scriptures concerning the forsaking of Yahweh. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 20. I want to read these expeditiously. Yahweh shall send upon thee cursing, he said, vexation and rebuke, in all that thou settest thy hand unto for to do, until thou be destroyed. Do you understand when you destroy something? There's an ultimate end. Why? He said, until thou perish quickly. Why, Yahweh? Because of thy wickedness of thy doing, whereby thou has forsaken me. He said, I'm going to bring you down. There's going to be curses in your land. And America is cursed today. The bodies of many are filled with every kind of cursed thing there is. She's cursed. She has forsaken Yahweh. She has turned her back on the simplicity of the simple laws of Yahweh. She will not receive any rebuke. And Yahweh said, I'm going to destroy you. You're going to perish quickly because of the wickedness of thy doing. They've changed Yahweh's laws. They've changed His name. They've changed the name of His Son. That is a wicked, abominable thing. And when a man comes to the knowledge of that, he can't reject that. He can't disannul that or disallow that. He can't do that. He said, you have forsaken me, and I'm going to bring death and destruction. I'm going to destroy you. And when something is destroyed, there's an end to it. Because you have rejected me. We're not going to forsake Yahweh. That is an evil. And when you forsake His laws, you forsake Him. And this nation has forsaken its laws. And what we call Christianity today, it has forsaken the laws of Yahweh. For this is the representation and the power of His government. He makes all nations. He establishes all of them. I will read the scripture. He increases all them. He makes every nation there is. And He destroys every nation. He exalts every nation, and He strengthens every nation. Scripture says that. You have forsaken me, He said. They have forsaken the laws of Yahweh. Yisrael, they began to walk in their own deceitful, corrupt ways. Sinning willfully. Denying the power of what things Yahweh had done for them. And He said, I'm going to send curses upon you. Whatever Yahweh blessed, no man can curse. And whatever Yahweh cursed, no man is going to bless it. The prophets of Baal, like they tried to intimidate Elijah, but they couldn't do it. And when Yahweh said, the curse upon you, you are cursed. You forsake Him, you are going to be cursed. You forsake His laws, His covenant, you're going to be cursed, my friend. We can't forsake that. We can't deny what He has spoken unto us. His word corrects us and cleanses us. It is a chastening to our souls. He's not going to let you do your own little thing and do things your way. He's not going to do that. It says in Judges chapter 10, verse 13. Judges chapter 10, verse 13. Yisrael, my people. He said, yet ye have forsaken me. Do you hear that? That's what it says in Judges chapter 10, verse 13. His house, His people. He said, you have forsaken me. And you have served gods, idols. You have made your cisterns, and they hold no spiritual anointing at all. He says to them, wherefore, I will deliver you no more. I will deliver you from the hands of your enemies. When death began to consume you, I will not deliver you. Yahweh means what He says. When a nation begins to turn back on Him and forsake Yahweh, that is an evil. He said, I won't deliver you no more at all. When you forsake him, you deny him. You say you have no authority to rule or to govern in my life at all. And that is what religion does today. They're broken systems. That is what it does with man today. They're broken systems. They're bylaws. They're religious practices. They're religious principles. It doesn't produce or nor does it profit in a man's soul. He's bound in bondage. He's in bondage to things and the lust of things. And that is all this Pentecostal, this religious, this grab it, take it, make it, claim it. That is all it does. It keeps them under deep bondage, deep derision. They don't know which way to turn. They don't know how to pray because they can't pray. Their hearts are not content. Your way can give them the world, and yet their hearts will not be content. What will it profit a man anyway if he gains the whole world today and lose his soul? So you know that's not the principle of Yahweh's doctrine. What Yahweh teaches us is that there must be a government that rules in the lives of man, that it will profit in their souls. And only the government of Yahweh will cause us to profit. There's profiting only under his established government. And that's why we haven't profited the way that we needed to profit. We bought truth, but we sold it for traditions and our own corrupt ways. We sold the truth of Yahweh because we could not comprehend. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask Yahweh. He gives every man liberally and upbraideth not. He just asked him for that. He gives his anointing, his spirit to those that trust and believe him and that obey him. He has not left us fatherless. And some orphan like bastards. We have not been birthed by a bastard spirit. We have been birthed by Baal, Molech, or Ashtaroth. Been birthed by Yahweh. Quickly says in 2 Kings, chapter 22, verse 17. 2 Kings, chapter 22, verse 17. Yahweh said, because they have forsaken me, and they have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. He said, because they have done that, therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place and shall not be quenched. My wrath shall not be appeased because they offer up their offerings and their accolades unto spirits that have no power or life at all. He said, I'm the one that gives life. Yisrael, I am your hope. I am your redeemer. I am your redeemer. I am the one that imparts hope into you. And you have gone after every kind of vile spirit and these religious practices. And you've given your heart unto those consuming fires. He said, my wrath shall be kindled against you. And nothing is going to quench it. Nothing at all is going to quench it. Nothing. It's not going to be appeased, and it certainly isn't going to be abated. And Yahweh means what he says. If this is not the truth, then the one that we call Yahweh, the one that they call the Lord, the Jesus of God, is a flat-out lie. And there is no truth. He says, and he means what he says. And he's given us these examples, saints. He's put these examples before him. Before us, that we may understand and know. These examples are for our learnings. He has given us these examples to show us that this is how I am. Don't try me. Don't play me for a fool, is what he's saying. Don't play me like you play yourself. Don't do that. He warns us. Yet we will not take heed to what he commands and speaks unto us. He says in Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 16. Yahweh says, and I will utter, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 16, and I will utter my judgment against them who were the house of Israel. Look what he's going to do now. He said, I will utter my judgment against them touching all their wickedness who have forsaken me. And they have burned incense unto other gods and worshiped the works of their own hands. He's going to utter his judgment. When Yahweh utters, he speaks. His voice is like the rage and the thunders of the heavens. When he speaks, the souls of man are going to quake with fear, because he's going to utter his judgment. Because we have done wickedly, we have done things that are deceitful and corrupt. Because we have not held fast to the laws of Yahweh. Messiah did not come to destroy the laws. He did not come to do away with the prophets. What Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, what those men prophesy, and what they spoke, it is pertinent for this hour. They spoke for this time. They spoke for us. Now is the time to accept what they say. You don't reject what they say. And this wicked world rejects that. They tell you, you don't need the Torah. You don't need the Old Testament. Lies. You can't have one without the other because it's one book. There are no two books there. There's one book there. It's a scripture. Yahweh's scripture. All scripture is given by the inspiration of Yahweh. And it is profitable for doctrine, for instructions in righteousness. It's profitable for correction. Why, that the man of Yahweh may be thoroughly furnished for what the good works of what this book tells us to do. You can reject part of it. Some of it. Look at the fifth chapter of the same book. Chapter 5, verse 7 through verse 9. Yahweh says to this house, he said, how shall I pardon thee for this? He said, thy children have forsaken me, and have sworn by them that are no gods, that are no creators. He said, when I had fed them to the full, when I had given them food, they turned, and they committed adultery, spiritual adultery. They went after other strange spirits. He said, when I fed their bellies to the full, they committed adultery. He fed them, they were full, and they rose up to play. Not only did they commit physical adultery, but they committed a spiritual adultery. When Iran now built them a calf, a golden calf, but they were perverted in their thinking and their thoughts. He said, I fed them, I gave them much. They rose up and they committed adultery, and they assembled themselves by troops in the harlot's house, and the god of profiting. They assemble themselves in the harlot's house, in this Jezebel's house, this Roman Catholic whore that produced her whore's daughters, the harlots. He said that's what they did. They assemble themselves in that harlot's house. Come out of her, my people. Be ye separate. Touch not the unclean things of the world. We have to come out of that Jezebel. We can't take her doctrines because they're lies, full of deceit and corruption. He said they were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone lying after his neighbor's wife. They were so filthy, so unclean. There was nothing pure in them. They were like a fed horse. Nine, lusting and crying after their neighbor's wife. That's what scripture says. Not what I said. That's what you always said. He said, I would ask you a question. Shall I not visit for these things, saith Yahweh? And shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? He said, we do this. You tell me I should not visit you for that. Shall not my very breath in me be avenged upon a nation that does that? Shall I not pour out wrath and death upon one that does that? He said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to pour it out. I'm going to wreak havoc. I'm going to destroy the nations. Why? Because the demise is that the death is already in the nations today. First of all, they rejected Yahweh. They've forsaken him. They've forsaken the principles of his laws. His name is an abominable thing in the mouths of people today. They despise it. Well, I was brought up this way. I was brought up lying. I was taught how to lie. I was taught how to steal. You all have been taught how to lie. You've been taught how to do things corruptly. I was taught all those abominable things. I was taught all kinds of wickedness. I was taught how to twist my butt. How to do everything that was filthy. You've been taught those things. You know how to do those things quite well. And they did not profit you anything at all. And Yahweh says, now I have a law to government. You're going to learn my government. And you're going to be blessed when you learn it. When you walk in it. Now if you don't do what I say, you're going to be in trouble. Woe unto you. And I will deal with you. Last verse concerning the forsaking of Yahweh. In the same chapter, verse 15. Same book. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 6. Yahweh said, thou hast forsaken me, saith Yahweh. Thou art gone backwards. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand for you. Jeremiah 15, 6. First of all, he said, you have forsaken me. You have gone backwards. You have turned back to the beggary elements of the world. And that is what the people are doing today. They turn to their television and their lustful things. They turn to doctors instead of prayer and bending knees. They turn to the lust of their flesh instead of killing their flesh and destroying the power of it. He said, therefore, you have forsaken me. You have gone backwards. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand to help thee. He said, against thee. Do you hear that, saints? He said, I'm going to stretch it out against thee. That's a terrible thing. Well, Yahweh stretched out his hands against you. He said, I'm going to stretch out my hands against thee. For what? And destroy thee. I'm going to destroy you. That is what the evil of the nation and your nation, your little nation, and this nation will do. It's going to procure this. He said, I will destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. I'm sick of your repenting. You lie. You do the same thing over. You're not convicted by your sins or your corruption, your wickedness. He said, I'm flat out sick of it. I'm weary of your lies. Always repenting. And do the same thing over. Yahweh said, I'm going to stretch out my hand and I'm going to destroy you. When he destroys one, he brings them to an end. There's no remembrance. I don't know why. And we think of this picture of Yahweh. There's some little puppet we can put on our hand. And if he's that, then I don't want to serve him. If he is not the all supreme one, I don't want to serve him. How do you know I'm convinced by faith? For there is no God in the earth that speaks like my Father. He speaks with the profound utterance of his voice. How do you know he speaks? Because the first thing he always does to me is correct me. He judges every intent, every spirit of my heart, everything that my mind ponders. He judges that. That's why I know he's right. He doesn't let anything slide. He doesn't let anything get by. He doesn't allow my flesh to corrupt my spirit. Why? Because he's put life in me to have rule over my flesh. That's why I know he's right. All the others, other ones, they're gods, they're dogs. It is not the anointing of you. They have no power at all. That's why I know he's right. For he's constantly judging and correcting me. He doesn't leave me to myself because I will corrupt myself and corrupt even his laws. He doesn't leave me to myself. He knows that I'm a child, and a child left himself, he shall bring shame upon his father at New Jerusalem. So he doesn't leave me to myself. He doesn't leave me unattended. He makes sure he attends to me. That's why I know it's right. And all the other religious dogma is full of lies and deception. It's not of your way. It's corrupt. Islam, Buddhism, all of it. Confusion, Zionism, it's a lie from hell. It's not of Yahweh. This trash we call Christianity is not of Yahweh. Judaism and all of it is not of Yahweh. No, it is not. He did not give us a Talmud. He gave us the Torah. He gave us laws. He did not give us a Talmud. He gave us laws. And every law that he spoke unto Moshe, he wrote it down. He didn't pass it on by oral conversation. He wrote it down. He said, they've committed two evils. They've forsaken me. And they've made themselves gods, cisterns, religions today. They got religions to fit everyone today. You go to the whorehouse of your choice. If you don't feel comfortable, don't go. You go where you feel good. What do you like in the whorehouses? You like bowling alleys, movie theaters, McDonald's, Burger King's? All right. So we cater to flesh. That's what they do today. That's not what Yahweh asked. He said, you kill that corrupt flesh because it will pollute you and corrupt you and it will destroy you. Scripture says in Job chapter 12. I want to read this. As Job and one of his dissertations, he says, Job chapter 12, verse 23. I want to read these verses. It may bring some clarity to the hearts of Yahweh's people. That we will know without a shadow of a doubt that Yahweh is not playing with us. He means what he says. Job chapter 12. I want to begin reading at verse 23. Job 12, verse 23. He says, he increaseth the nation. Job 12, 23. Who increased the nations? Only Yahweh can. He increaseth the nations and what? And he destroyed them. He increased them, he destroyed them. He enlarged the nation and he straightened them out too. And we don't want Yahweh to straighten us out. He taketh away the heart of the chief of the people of the earth and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. The great orators, the chief ones, he calls them to wander in places whereby they cannot find the way. They don't know the way. This way is a straight and a narrow way. You must find this way. And the only way you're going to find this way, you must search it out. He that findeth it. You don't stumble on the way of your way. You got to find this. And men are satisfied with things that satisfy their flesh. They don't want to go beyond that. And you see no profiting in their lives. They have no faith to live and they have no faith to die. They have no confidence in Yahweh. They have no confidence in His truth. The scripture is just a relic of a book that they read. It brings no satisfaction. It's just something that they practice for their good works. It's not the works of Yahweh. Not at all. Period. And that is the truth. He said, I want to tell you, he said, they grow in the dark without light, and he maketh them to stagger like a drunken man. Now that's what this nation is like. The nations are like drunken men. They have no balance, no sense of direction. They don't know what to choose. They don't know how to choose what's right. They're drunk. They do such corrupt things. Their laws are corrupt. Because they're not based on the laws of Yahweh. They're not based upon His principles and His truth. And the men are like drunken men staggering in their own vomit to these saints. It's a stench in the land. It's a stench in the nations of the earth. They're forsaking every principle of righteousness. And there is only one that can establish the righteous principles. And that's Yahweh. It's not man. Why? Because his heart is deceitful. Desperately wicked. It's an evil thing. So his heart cannot establish righteous rules of government. It must be Yahweh. So he is the one that increased the nations. And yet they think their military power increased them. Their wealth. Only He gives us power to get wealth. Wealth and health cometh from Yahweh. Not from Eclipius. It doesn't come from the God of their pharmaceutical drugs and deluding of the mind and causing their bodies to go in this false illusion. We better prepare to die in the natural sense. And drugs never prepare you for that. If you've ever experienced drugs, you young ones, please don't experience that. It takes you out of your own body, your own mind. That's what drugs do to you. That's what they will do. You think crazy. You think foolish. It makes you think that you're above life. You can do things that you know you can't do. People have taken drugs, LSD and all forms of stimulants. And they've done things that they had no remembrance of what they did. Because the anointing and the power of that spirit in them rose up and caused them to perform things that they did not even know. That's why we need the spirit of life in us. And that's what this nation, even the spirit of America, that's what it does. It tells everyone you're going to be rich and you can have much. That's no profiting in being rich because you can gain the world and you lose your soul. What have you gained? You can labor all your days for the things of this life, and then you die. What have you gained? You ever gain one thing at all? You can labor for the treasures of the earth, or you can have treasures in the kingdom. They will never corrupt. Moss and rust never overtake them. Thieves cannot break in and steal. In this natural kingdom, the thieves will break in and steal your treasures, or what you call treasures. Yahweh doesn't want us to labor for those things that perish. He wants to labor for those things that are eternal. And the things on this earth today, they are temporal. They are not eternal things. The increase of every nation, Yahweh puts it there. Why? Because just like He did Israel, He fed them to their bellies were full. This is a nation that is consumed with adultery and fornication and unclean practices. It's filled with that today. It's full of it. Unfaithful husbands, unfaithful wives, daughters prostituting their bodies, sons prostituting their bodies for no pleasure or no sensation. It is just the spirit that is in them and that controls them. They have no understanding of what they're doing. They're filthy, full of sin. And they produce children for that same experience. They bring forth children for the fires of Molech. Molcham. They don't do the things that is honorable. And so this nation is in that mode today. He feeds us every day. Just like He feeds sparrows. He let us grow food here plenteous. In our fields. Our bellies are full. And yet we commit adultery. We commit spiritual adultery. And do all kind of spiritual perverted things. Give our minds over to everything but time with Him. He feeds you and you rise up and commit adultery. You knife for your neighbor's wife or what your neighbor has. You covetous of that. That's all lying is. It's a covetous type of a spirit. Covet your neighbor's wife. Covet your neighbor's cow. Covetous things. You're a wicked man. You're a corrupt woman. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. It increases to a nation Yahweh gives. And He will destroy the nation too. And He means what He says. He means what He says. He is not playing with this corrupt generation. David declared, blessed is the nation whom Yahweh is their father. And the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. That people is blessed. Who Yahweh is their father. Blessed is the nation that knows Yahweh. If a nation doesn't know Yahweh, it's not a blessed nation. Where is that? Psalms 33:12. That's that verse. Psalms 33:12. I want to move on, saints. Scripture tells us in Deuteronomy. There's something profound here. I would have begun reading it in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 14, I would have begun reading. The house of the people that has seen the very mighty hand of Yahweh, knowing that the works that were done, they were done by Him. He said, and all the things I had done, you forgot them. Verse 14, He said, first of all, then thine heart be lifted up. And thou forget Yahweh thy father, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You've forgotten what He has done. You've forgotten His servant, His manservant, that He placed in the midst of your camp and brought you out of heavy bondage under the heavy stroke of the Egyptians. Why? Because your heart was lifted up. You thought more of yourself than you thought of Him. You think more of your worth than you think the worth of Yahweh is. And that's this wicked generation today. They're foolish, they're dumb, they're ignorant. They think they actually possess the oracles and the power of Yahweh. And there is nothing in them of great encouragement. He says, so their hearts were lifted up. They forgot Me. And they began to think that I can do this alone. I can do all things through the hope of Messiah, because that hope strengthens me to obey the laws of Yahweh, to keep them in my heart, and to keep them polished in my spirit. Only through Messiah, because He did not come to destroy one jot or tittle from the laws of Yahweh or the prophets. Your heart was lifted up, You forgot me. You forgot what I brought you out of. He said, who led thee through the great, through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water now, none whatsoever. You tell me there's water in this nation today? Or we drink the natural waters and we thirst. They go to these spiritual whorehouses and they drink and yet they thirst. You ever been in a position whereby it seems like nothing quenches your thirst? Nothing at all. You drink some pop, that doesn't help. Tea, a little water, it doesn't help. All the things that your body needs, it's not found there. Until you dig deep down into the deep cisterns. And then you find that water that flows from the belly of the earth. And all of a sudden the coolness is the right temperature because the body knows what it needs. And you find yourself drinking that and you find the thirst quench. That's the only water that's going to quench the thirst and the desire and the souls of men. No other water. But you're always the living water. There's no other water with life in it. The religious practices and doctrines have no power of life in it. It doesn't give life. It doesn't produce life. It doesn't exalt life. No whatsoever. It takes and it destroys life. He said, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? He said, Yahweh brought you water out of a dry rock. He gave you water. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee. For what reason? To do thee good at the latter end. He did all that to bring you to a place to show his mighty goodness upon you at the latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. I'm rich because of what I'm able to do. I'm a smart man. I'm a man that can articulate. So I got my wealth because of what I've done. He said, but thou shalt remember Yahweh, thy father. For it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. He said, I'm the one that gives you power to get wealth. For what reason? That he may establish his covenant or his treaty with you, his covenant, which he sware unto thy father as in this day. And it shall be now, he says, it's going to be, if thou do at all forget your way, thy father, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them. Yahweh says this, if you forget me, we have forgotten him and forsaken him. If you began to serve these broken cisterns, these religious doctrines, and these religious traditions, he says, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. You will die. I'm going to destroy you. He said, as the nations, he said, I want to remind you, as the nations which Yahweh destroyeth before your face, so shall ye perish. Because you have forsaken me, you have built your own cisterns. You have made your religious gods that have no power. He said, I've destroyed Egypt and the nations. He said, I'm going to do you just like that. We say, no, he's not going to do that. I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters. He's going to do that. How amazing this is with these storms. There's another one coming. Jeannie. And she's set to hit Florida with a great impact. And South Carolina as well. And how we see the hand of Yahweh, for these things are out of the treasure chest of Yahweh. And what man called repentance, there is no repentance when a land is reprobate and Ichabod is written. She is apostate because she is an adulterous, filthy whore. She cannot recognize her sins. And Yahweh is weary with her lies of repentance because they have no power at all. It doesn't change her life. He's going to make an impact upon this nation. They mocked Ivan down there. In New Orleans, Florida, they put up their ply boards on their windows. And they wrote these mocking messages. And they think that they're getting by. But Yahweh says, nah, you don't mock me.
See, what you ought to do is fear that, because that's me. You ought to know that these are my ways. No, this is not Shaitan. The religious whore would tell you that. This is mine. I control that. When the wind began to blow boisterously, and Messiah said, what do you all fear? Wind, cease. Just stop. Only Yahweh can do that. And yet they have no purity of heart, because she is apostate. She's filthy, she's vile, and she cannot repent. She cannot turn her heart to Yahweh. There's no love for Him. And He's warning the nation and the nations to remember what I've done to the nations. I destroyed them. And will you be that foolish not to give me great honor and praises and not recognize my name? Don't tell me it has nothing to do with His name. It has all to do with His name. It has all to do with His name. And He intends for His name to be known in the midst of this nation. And they will know who is doing this. And they will give Him great honor. Well, every knee is going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that He is the mighty one. And they are not going to lift up the name of Baal either. They're going to lift up the name of Yahweh. I want you to hear this. It says in Matthew. Listen to this. 28:19. You know what it says, but I want to read it. I know what it says. Matthew 28:19. Messiah said to the apostles, He said, go ye therefore. This is what He says. He said, teach some nations. All nations. He said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and by the authority of the Son, by the profound instruction of the Kadosh Ruach, the Spirit. He says this now. He says this. Listen. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you. He came to do the will of His Father. The words that He spoke, they were not His word, but they were the words of the Father. He said, do all the things that I command you to do. And this is what He said. And He said, lo, I am with you even unto the end, even unto the destruction of the world. I'm with you. Why? And how do we know He's with us? Well, we do all things that He has commanded us to do. And He did not destroy the law of the prophets. He did not come to destroy the Father's name. He came to give great honor and prestige unto the Father's name. For in that name you find the hope and the salvation of man. He is the Yahshua. He is the Yahshak of Yahweh. He is the strength of our salvation. He held on to that place and to that scepter that Yahweh put in His hand to assure us of the hope of salvation. He didn't let it go. All that the Father gave unto Him, He lost none except one. And that was the Son that was predestined for hell. He did not lose the one. Not at all. For in that hope, in that body was the hope of salvation for us today. No other body. No other body. Not in the Catholic whore or any religious body. Only in that body, the Messiah. For He is the Yahshak. The hope. For Israel, for the house of Yahweh, His people that He has chosen, and those that He has established with His name in the midst. Seal His name written on their foreheads. And His name must be written in our hearts. It has to be. That's what happened to Israel. They forgot the Father's name. And they began to whore after these strange spirits. And they began to burn incense, even so terrifying that they began to do it in the house of Yahweh. That they made His house a den of thieves and corruptors and wicked things. The Messiah had to come in and destroy it. Cast them out. And that's what they've done. Made His house a den of thieves. Den for lies and men's souls to be stolen from them. There are many men stealers today. They steal the souls of men. They promise them liberty, but they make them twofold children of hell. They bring them under great bondage and great, great derision. And that is what they do, saints of Yahweh. Scripture says in Nahum. This is a good chapter. I want to read just a few verses here. Nahum chapter 3. And verse 3. I want you to hear this. Yahweh says in Nahum chapter 3, verse 3. The horsemen lift up both the bright sword and the glittering spear. There is a multitude of slain. Yahweh said, there's a great number of carcasses
And there is no end of their courts. They stumble upon these dead bodies. Why? Why? He says, because of the multitude of the whoredoms of the well-favored harlots. And this nation favored this harlot today, this Roman Jezebel that denies the laws of Yahweh. Yahweh said the bodies are going to lie in the streets. This prophecy is for our time. Because they love this harlot, this well-favored. They favored her first day keeping. They favored her pagan days, Christmas and Halloween. Ashtar. She's a well-favored whore. Everybody loves her. Every religion loves her. Every religion is afraid to speak against her. That frail serpent of hell in Rome, raised up by the power of Almighty Yahweh, like he did Pharaoh to get him honor upon his name. And they don't even honor Jesus in that whorehouse. They honor the Pope, the Catholic tradition, and all of their deceitful idols of paganism. She's a well-favored harlot. She's the mistress of witchcraft. She caused men to rebel against Yahweh. Rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. She's the mistress of witchcraft. She's mad. She loves. She promotes. She produced witchcraft. And selleth. Do you see that? She selleth nations through her whoredom and families through her witchcraft. She sells nations and families. Families are tied into this well-favored whore. Generation after generation are born into the Catholic religion. I recall my mother would say to me, I was born a Baptist. You weren't born that. And I'm going to die one. I was born, David said, in sin. Did my mother conceive me? And in iniquity was I shapen. I was born by sin, an adulterous wicked affair, and I was shapen by iniquity. I wasn't born no Baptist, no Methodist. I was born a flatly wicked thing. I was shapen by iniquity. My mind was shapen by lawless practice, by sin and corruption. Now the law of Yahweh brings us to the righteous path. And the Spirit of Yahweh, the Kadosh Ruah, gives us life to love our Father and to obey Him and to appreciate all that He speaks unto us. And His Word becomes real down in our souls. And it produces the life and the vitality to live and to press on. That's what it does. That's what the power of Yahweh does. And that is the truth. That is the truth. She has sold the nations through her whoredoms and families through her witchcraft. They're families that are rebellious against Yahweh. And they walk contrary to His laws. Generations of them. Yahweh said, I will plead with your children's children. The generations. And yet they will not turn from this well-favored. They favor this harlot over the things of Yahweh. Well, I was just born that way, and I believe that you favor the harlot over what Yahweh says. You favor the principles of the harlot over the things that Yahweh commands us. You can't favor the things over that harlot, but Yahweh commands us. We got to obey what He commands us. He's given us a righteous law. And He's going to govern the nations, my friend. And that's the truth. That is the truth. Hallelujah. And that is the truth. Scripture says in Ezekiel, in the 5th chapter, when we began reading at the verse 1, Ezekiel chapter 5. This is the word of Yahweh. These are not my words. I simply have scriptures here. Easy to get to them. I see what they say.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh says, now this is the sign that shall come upon the house of Israel, because rejected my truth. And I shall give you a sign, Ezekiel, that you shall speak unto this rebellious corrupt house. It says in verse 1 of Ezekiel, chapter 5, verse 1. Yahweh says, and thou, son of man, take thee a sharp knife. Take thee a barber's razor, cause it to pass upon thine head and upon thy beards. Then take thee the balance of weight and divide the hair. Thou shalt burn with fire a third part in the midst of the city. That this is simply a metaphor of the judgment that shall come upon the house of Israel. He said, and when the day of the siege are fulfilled, and thou shalt take a third part and smite it about with a knife, just cut it out. He said, because this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to burn a third part of the city. I'm going to dash those in pieces with the sword. He said, and a third part shall thou scatter in the wind, that the wind of this corrupt government and the government of the world shall rule them and govern them. He said, and I will draw out a sword after them. Now this is what Yahweh says. And we know that the wicked is the sword of Yahweh. That is one of his swords. The wicked, as he used the Assyrians to string out the house of Israel, he's going to do it. America's a bold Jezebel. No other nation like her. Her wind is one of democracy. Her God is democracy. Her God is her independence. Her God is her pride. But Yahweh says she shall be brought to derision. She shall. And that is the spirit of the nations in this nation. Self-exalt, pride, arrogant, haughty. He said, thou shalt also take therefore thereof a few in number and bind them in thy skirt. How many say in number? A few in number? Few that be that find the straight and narrow path. He said, I want you to bind them in thy skirt. He was this Redeemer and the Savior. Just a few now, not a lot. You bind them in your skirt. Then take of them again and cast them in the midst of the fire and burn them in the fire, for therefore shall a fire come forth into some of the house in all the house of Israel, in all the house, and the northern tribes and the southern tribes, and the tribe of Yehudah and the 11 tribes as well. So the fire of Yahweh is going to burn in the white nation, the black nations, the brown nations, whatever nation it is, the fire is going to burn. Thus saith Yahweh, this is Jerusalem. I have set in it in the midst of the nations. I've raised her up in the midst of the nations. I put her center. So all nations shall see her and countries that are round about her. He said, that's what I did. Look at her now. And she have changed my judgment into wickedness more than the nations. Now that's what this pagan Christianity has done. It has changed the judgment of Yahweh and done more detriment to it than those that don't even know his judgment or his righteous laws. And yet they will not touch it. But this pagan whore had, because she loves the well-favored harlot. He says, and you have taken my statutes and my statutes more than the countries that are round about her. For they have refused. I'm going to continue on this part on Shabbat. For they have refused my judgment. Men today refuse the judgment of Yahweh. He said, they refuse my statutes, and they have not walked in them. These are the four principles. They change his judgment. They change his stature. And they refuse the judgment of Yahweh. And they refuse the statutes of Almighty Yahweh. The statutes are Yahweh's limitations. He tells you how far you can go. And he tells you how far not to go. That's what he tells you. He tells you young ones to keep yourself. He tells us married ones don't commit adultery. Don't lie, don't cheat. He tells us all to love each other as we love ourselves. He gives us statutes to govern us. Therefore thus saith Yahweh, because ye multiply more than the nations that are round about you, and have not walked in my statutes, neither have kept my judgment, neither have done according to the judgment of the nations that are round about you. Yahweh says, therefore, thus saith Yahweh, behold, I am against thee, and I will execute judgment in the midst of thee in the sight of the nations. They're going to know it's me, and they shall know that it's me. Just like the nations knew that I brought you out, they're going to know that it's me. Look what he says, saints. And I will do in thee that which I have not done. The time that we're headed toward, there's never been a time like. Do you hear this, saints? He said, I will do in you things that I never done. And whereunto I will not do any more the like. It's going to be such a horrifying thing. I won't do it like this again. Because of all thine abomination. He said, therefore the fathers shall eat the sons in the midst of thee. Daddy eating his son? And what is coming upon the earth is going to be more horrifying than that. He said, your father shall eat their sons in the midst of thee, and the sons shall eat their fathers. Not only physically, he meant that. And yet sons today, they eat the strength of their fathers, and fathers vice versa with the sons. Why? Because sons are rebellious, and fathers rebel against the word of the law of Yahweh. The strength of any man is the strength of the governing power that governs him. And that's the law of Yahweh. That's our strength, his law. Because when a man do all that he commands him, he's with that man. He said, I will execute judgment in thee. And the whole remnant of thee will I scatter into all the winds. The Medo-Persian, the Babylonian, the Roman, the empires. You shall go scattered and throughout all the world. And that's where you find the saints in the remnant of Yahweh throughout the world. The saints everywhere. The people that know Yahweh and they're delivered from the bondage of this earth. He says, wherefore, as I live, saith Yahweh, surely because thou hast defiled my tabernacle with all thy detestable things and with all thine abomination, therefore will I destroy you. Neither shall my eye spare, neither will I have pity. A third part shall die with pestilence. And with famine shall they be consumed in the midst of thee. And a third part shall fall by the sword round about thee. And I will scatter a third part into all the winds. And I will draw out a sword after them. Thus shall my anger be accomplished. And I will cause my fury to rest upon them. My anger is going to rest upon them. It's going to overtake them. Because they reject it. My counsel, my truth. And I will be comforted. And they shall know that I, Yahweh, have spoken it in my zeal when I have accomplished my fury upon them. Moreover, I will make thee waste. That's why they call them waste fields or land fields, where you take the waste. He said, I'm going to make you waste where there's nothing, and a reproach, a mocking among the nations that are round about thee in the sight of all that pass by. So shall it be a reproach, and a taunt, an instruction, and an astonishment unto the nations that are round about thee. When I shall execute judgment in thee, in anger and fury, and in furious rebuke, I, Yahweh, have spoken it. When I shall send upon thee the evil arrow of famine, which shall be for their destruction, which I will send to destroy you. And I will increase famine upon you. I will break your staff of bread. So I will send upon you famine, evil beasts, and they shall bereave thee, and pestilence. And blood shall pass through thee, and I will bring the sword upon thee. I, Yahweh, have spoken it. You tell me that this is the one that we know and that we serve, and this is the great one that we call upon, and this is what he's going to do? When a man began to forsake Yahweh, And he began to build his own gods and his own religions. He began to deny him. Then woe unto that nation, and woe unto the nations when they do that. He is not like man that he can lie. He can lie. And what he said, these things are for our example, for our learning and our admonition, that we should not live like them. We should not do the same things. It is time for the trumpet to be blown, that we must hear what thus saith Yahweh. Prepare to meet him. There's no time left for anything but to prepare to meet our Father. For he is coming with a great vengeance upon a wicked and a corrupt world. We need to understand that. We need to know that. We need to be taught to fear him. In Psalms 9:20 says, David says, put them in fear of Yahweh. Psalms 9:20. Put them in fear of Yahweh. Oh, Yahweh. He said, Yahweh, put the fear in man's heart. Why? That the nations may know themselves to be but men. So that's why we need to fear of Yahweh. So we're nothing but men. That's all we are, flesh. We need that fear that we know that we are nothing but men. The nations shall know that. And they don't think that today. They think that they are mighty ones. They are creators. And that's not so, saints. Yahweh is not going to allow us to continue in the path and the way that we have been walking in, brothers and sisters. He is not going to allow that. He is not. I want to close with this tonight from Psalms chapter 22. Psalms 22. I believe the scriptures. I believe they're inspired by Yahweh. I know there are things even in the old King James that man has done that shouldn't be in there, but I still believe in scripture. He always speaks in Psalms 22. He says in verse 25, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before them that fear Yahweh. The meek shall eat and be satisfied. They that praise Yahweh, that seek him, your heart shall live for how long? He said, your heart shall live forever. There shall be life in your soul. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto Yahweh, and all kindreds of the nations shall worship before you, Yahweh. For the kingdom is Yahweh. Are we in his kingdom? We're in the world, but we're not of the world. For the kingdom shall be of Yahweh, and he is governor among the nations. Yahweh is. He is governor among the nation. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. And all they that go down to the dust shall bow before him, and none can keep alive his own soul. We can't keep alive our own soul, saints. We that bless Yahweh and worship him and praise him and seek him, our hearts shall live forever. He wants that. That's why the enemy removed that from the nations today. They love the football games. They love praising the idol gods and the basketball. But they don't love praising Yahweh. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted unto Yahweh for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people that should be born, that he hath done this. We must declare the power of his righteousness to people that don't know him. His name must be declared, for he is the governor of nations, and he governs all nations. And he governs them the same by his righteous laws and statutes. He doesn't change anything for any nation. I don't care what the ethnicity, the color, or the creed of that nation is. It's the same. It's the same judgments. It's the same laws and principles. And because they have forsaken him, and they've hewn out their own cisterns and all gods, their own gods, then judgment is perverted. And when judgment is perverted, that is the finality of the demise of any nation. When judgment is perverted, death fills the nation, and no life shall spring up out of the nation. That is why Yahweh in the kingdom shall rule with a rod of iron. That judgment can never be perverted. And it shall never be. May Yahweh bless you.